Hello, and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever, presented by the Sideshow Network. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence that just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
And here we are again.
Yeah.
Dose Comics!
Yes, but we're also doing
Laptop Shoutin'.
Laptop Shoutin'. It's got to do it for this week. We'll be back next week from the studio, but this week we just
didn't work out.
Yeah, well, we have life.
Life?
Yeah, you know, we have to handle our life, so we have to...
Yeah, I gotta live sometimes.
We gotta go to the store and...
Yeah, I gotta do bullshit.
Yeah.
Being an adult sucks. Like, it's awesome, but it also sucks. It's awesome because, like, I don't have to listen to my mom, but it sucks because, like, now I have to do shit. Like, I have to pay bills and, like, go grocery shopping.
And go to the doctor?
Yeah, like, go to the dentist and shit.
Ooh.
Like.
That's something.
Yeah.
But here we are. So, nonetheless. So let's just hop right into it. We're gonna do, actually, a Secret Origins this week.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because, I don't know. I have a few of these, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I've come across a few of these, and normally the way that we randomly pick books is I have this app on my phone called Sort It, which is what I input all of our comic books into to know what is what.
Right.
And, you know, what I have, because I got tired of buying the same shit over and over again.
Right.
And I needed something to keep track, so this keeps track of it. And it's great. And it has an option on there where you can shake your iPhone or your iPad or whatever, and it will just generate a random book from your list.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, if we don't have something immediately just hanging out that we've decided to do, we'll just pick it that way. So we just do that. And it just happens that, you know, I've got quite a few of these Secret Origins. So why not do one of them?
Yeah.
So,
what's that app called, by the way?
Sort It.
Sort It.
Sort It.
Sort It.
Yeah, it's all one word. You can look for it on, like, I think if you put that in the App Store, it comes up. This is not an ad. It's just,
I just like using it. So talking about the thing we use, which comes in very handy because I have a habit of buying comics that I already own.
Yeah.
Which is how I get, like, four of the same Catwoman issues.
Well, also, too, it's happened to me where I'll get burned because I'll look at an issue of something, and it's usually maybe something I haven't read yet, but I just, you know, haven't gotten to yet, but I have, you know, a few of them. Like, for instance, like Death's Head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I have yet to finish reading all my Death's Head 2 books.
Right.
But a lot of them just look the same on the cover because it's the same, it's just the same kind of art style or whatever. And so they all kind of blend together, and I'm like, do I have this? Do I not have this?
Right.
And if I don't check, then I end up getting burned, you know, by buying the same kind of book, you know. So, and there's the thing with Catwoman. It's
there's so freaking many of them because I'm trying to get all the Balint run, you know. And
you're pretty much doing the Balint run, and you're doing
the Brubaker run too. But like with the Balint one especially, there's I don't even know how many. Like, at least almost 100.
There's over 100.
Over 100 of them. And I'm like, do I have this number? I don't know. So I end up buying the same ones over and over again.
Yeah. So.
Which is kind of a pain.
Well, some of them you buy over and over again because they have certain seasons.
Well, there's those I buy on purpose, though. There's only two of those, and I have multiple issues, and I refuse to get rid of them.
Well, right.
I bought them on purpose, and I realize I already have them, but I can't leave them in the dollar bar.
No,
to save them. They must be with me.
Yeah, they just hang them out. You're like, it's kind of like the show that Fire and Water guy.
Yeah.
So he talks. So if you're not familiar, there's a show called the Fire and Water Podcast, which is one guy. I think we talked about it on the show before, but one guy talks about Firestorm, another guy talks about Aquaman.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, the Aquaman guy must be very excited
know
that pretty much like the Justice League movie is gonna have like
Aquaman,
50% Aquaman bullshit going on in it, so he is probably elated. He's probably taking a bath right now with his computer. So excited.
Mm-hmm.
But the Firestorm guy, he's funny because he's like, He's like, you know, I'll just go to and see, look at the dollar box. I'll see a bunch of firestorms. And I'm like, I can't leave these guys here.
You know, I feel and he's got to keep
them. Like, he feels bad. Like, he just picks them up, you know, like, well, what do you do with them? Do you just kind of have, like, a stack of, like, the same issue? Because the firestorms are kind of a book that, like, you know, you in most dollar boxes, if you're going to conventions or if you're going to your local store and all that stuff, and they sell those kind of, you know, they have the dollar box boxes, dollar boxes, it's going to be in there.
Right.
You know, it's like Alpha Flight. Right. Like, Alpha Flight, there's certain books. From doing all the shopping that we do.
Oh my God, so many Alpha Flights.
Alpha Flight is one of those books where it's like, I'll look at it and I'll be like, oh man, because I want to collect it. But then it's like, I'll just see.
There's
so many of them. And I'm like, I can't do it right now. Like, I don't want to buy. If I'm just going to literally go to the store and just buy Alpha Flight. Like, that's it. Because you can go and you can literally, and there's like, you know, I have maybe 20, 30 maybe issues of it.
Sure.
And there's like 100 of the first run, not, you know, the second stuff, but of the main run. And I mean, I could easily, you know, it's like the Catwoman.
Oh yeah.
It's like, you know, but I mean, for you, it's like you're actively collecting Catwoman. Like, I'm actively collecting Alpha Flight, but I don't want to get like
crazy.
Get crazy with it, even though I do. One day I will go cup crazy.
Yeah.
Canadian
well,
crazy with
have fun with that.
The Alpha Flight. But anyways, so Secret Origins.
Yeah.
So we're doing, real quick, by the way, there is just another podcast that just talks about Secret Origins.
Oh, I wonder what they have to say about this issue.
I don't know. I haven't listened to it yet.
They're probably going to have a much better opinion.
And less swearing.
Less swearing, and probably, like, you might learn something from that podcast.
Learn nothing from us.
Yeah, no, you don't learn anything from us because we don't do any research.
No, but here's the thing. All the research is already stuff that we've known, and we're not going our way to find out anything else additionally.
No. Because we're Americans, goddammit.
Okay.
And we don't like learning.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Stuck a very jingoistic turn this month.
It took a weird turn, sorry.
Should we get in our truck and
yes.
drive off to the Chevy's?
Yes, yes. Took my Chevy to the levee.
But the levee
was dry. Yeah, friends in low places, etc. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so, yeah, but I'm sure that whoever has the Secret Origins podcast does a much better job of, like, giving you information.
Oh, I've heard it.
And insight.
They're actually people, like, and that's the thing, because they have, like, guest stars, and I'm like, I kind of wish I was a guest star on one of those shows. However, I would just be like, hey, look at that dick, you know. Or,
yeah, see.
Or, hey, look at that thing.
Hence why we could never be invited anywhere.
Yeah, we can't be, we can't do it.
No,
you want to know a funny story real quick? You haven't told you this yet. Okay, so one of my coworkers at the club.
Uh-huh.
Who I haven't seen him in a minute. He's one of the tech guys.
Uh-huh.
He's a computer guy. And he came in. He's like, oh, hey, I listened to your podcast recently.
Oh, God, I'm right? so sorry.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, really? Yeah. What'd you think? He's like, oh, wow, swearing. he goes, I was listening. I was like, oh, do you know any other words, curse words?
No, we don't.
And I was like, oh, no, I don't
know. No, that is literally my only vocabulary.
I'm good with curse words.
Yeah.
I'm better with other words. I like words in general.
Yeah, I like words in general.
I trained for. I studied for a GRE to get into grad school, which totally didn't matter.
Oh God, no!
I don't even know why, but I learned a lot of words.
Oh, I'm really glad.
It's pretty exciting, actually. Yeah. It's one of those things where I just kind of want to like read a book of words and be like, I'm going to go out and start using these.
Maybe you should get like one of those word a day calendars.
I can't wait a day to learn a word. I need to learn them all at once.
But then it would just be like on your desk. You'd be like, oh, whatever word this is today.
Oh, I would be such a pain in the ass if that was the case. I'd just be like using that word in front of everybody and be like, endemic.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyways.
So is that all that guy had to say was that we just swear
that was it,
too
yeah.
much?
Yeah, that was it. That was it, and I go, well, I gotta be me. I think that's what I said, and he didn't say anything else.
Well, that's about right. That's the accurate opinion of
the
podcast.
He didn't think about you, though. He just said you. He said me.
Well... Yeah.
He wasn't like, your wife swears a lot, too. I counted them.
She swears more. She does. So.
Or at least, you know, we adult themes. If this was if this podcast had to be on Cinemax, it would be out at 12:30.
And people would be so disappointed.
Oh man,
people would be like, "All right, we're
it'd be between
ready.
Best sex ever and
yeah, that's the thing. Like, okay, I'm
Love
gonna jacket.
Street.
I can't wait to watch Cinemax.
Oh, I was the 15-year-old Sean be really upset.
A jacket, but what the fuck are these two idiots doing talking about comic books?
It's like, hey, look at this issue of Nova I got.
There aren't any tits on this show.
He's like, wait a minute, where's the? It didn't say because you knew you're in for a good time.
Yeah.
When they came up with those things in the beginning, and you're like, oh yeah, all right.
What things?
The things of like sexual situations.
Oh yeah, that's really good.
It's usually how you know when the party's going
to
start.
I like the idea that somebody's actually waiting for something on Cinemax to jack off to instead of going on the internet where there's
no, because you did this before the internet.
Oh yes, but I'm talking about now.
No. Cinemax actually cleaned it up. Cinemax is kind of
because they know the internet exists.
No, Cinemax actually apparently, and I haven't like I don't watch Cinemax, and I think that they kind of scaled back on the smut.
Well, didn't they do that, Masters of Sex, or was that Showtime?
No, that was Showtime, but, like, they did like, a bunch of series, like, The Nick, and, Strike Back, and, Banshee.
Banshee. Oh, that's right, that weird...
Yeah.
I see that ad on buses.
That's the thing, but that's a Cinemax. Those are Cinemax shows, like, Outkast, like, Robert Kirkman has a show on Cinemax. Mm. Like, you're supposed to watch Cinemax for, like, real shows now.
Okay.
Which fuck no. Sorry. I'm only watching Cinemax for one thing. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm watching it for, you know, the softcore, or I'm watching it for shitty horror movies that, you know, I'm watching after 8 o'clock. I'm not fucking around during the day. I got very specific rules, guys.
Yeah. Got a lot of rage.
Yeah, I know. I have a lot of thoughts about that.
I noticed.
As a man from the 90s, as a grown man now.
90s man.
Anyways, you guys are like, talk about Secret Origins.
Fucking, yeah, talk about stupid comic book, guys. All right.
Okay, so anyways, Secret Origins starring Batgirl and the Golden Age, Dr. Midnight. Gotta make sure you guys, Golden Age. So, this is kind of thick, so I think we might kind of try to...
Yeah, we're going to try to power through it
a little bit here. But so we start off with Batgirl's origin. And basically... She's following
somebody. Like, she's like, oh, I gotta catch this guy. But as she's doing that, she's, like, talking about how she has, like, a photographic memory.
Yeah, apparently she has a photographic memory. So apparently she's, like, fucking, like, Mary Lou Hedder or some shit.
Yeah, but I believe that is true still about Batgirl. So she's like, oh, you know, I've gotta catch this guy.
Never get a face. Well, it's easy to remember faces.
Right.
Who cares?
So then, like, and she's like, oh, man. Got a photographic memory. I'm going to think about my mother who died.
So her mom, so basically...
Then my dad cried, and I didn't think he was going to cry. Because even at, how old is she there? She's like 2. So even at 2, she's already like...
Her mom died.
Soaked in the bullshit sexism that is. Because she's like, oh, men can't cry. And you're like, oh, that's fucking stupid. So he's like, I don't know what I'm going to do now. I'm a single dad because my mom died in a car accident.
Her mom died in a car accident because she was having too good of a time talking to her sister.
Yeah.
In a car. So she was like, ha ha ha, good times. And she ran a red light and was killed in a car accident.
Right. Batgirl's like, oh, sucks. Man, I wish I had a sister. I don't have any friends. She's like, but I can't let this guy get away from me because I've lost too much already. And I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, if you're, like, seriously, like, some dude you don't know escaping you is the same as your mother dying in a car accident, like, kiss my dick.
Yeah. Like, she's as bad as Batman.
Really. Like, this is just, like...
She comes off really, like, unstable.
Everybody in this fucking book is unstable.
Well, every comic book hero is pretty much unstable.
Especially DC heroes.
But she comes off, like, equal... Like Batman's crazy.
Oh, yeah, she comes up there. Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, no, Batgirl's cooler than Batman. No, she's fucking crazy.
They're all fucking nuts, man. That's why she's hanging out with Batman, because like attracts like, I guess.
Yeah, and so basically, she...
Like, her and her friend...
So they're obsessed with superheroes.
Yeah, they were obsessed with superheroes, and so this is what I didn't understand. Is her friend... the one, like, drawing these pictures, so they're like, oh, here's Batman.
No, they just
now
have,
we're
like,
making a Batgirl. Here's Superman. Now we're going to make a Supergirl. Because these heroes don't exist yet.
Well, because she draws, like, a perfect representation of Batgirl.
Right, but Batgirl doesn't exist yet.
Marcy created both of them, but I became them. Okay, so they created.
So they're, like, drawing, like, oh, I'm going to be Batgirl.
And so they knew of the superheroes, and they drew... pictures of a what would be like a brunette, like a black
female
black haired Supergirl,
whatever,
you know, and then, you know, the actual Barbara Gordon Batgirl. And, oh, is that Quake Master back there?
I don't understand.
Quake Master, the dog, also Superman, the pink elephant?
Yes.
Because she has, like, a bunch of toys.
Yeah,
she has a Flash. She drew a Flash.
She has a Flash. The Flash
is around then.
So, you know, her and her buddy are like, oh, man, we love superheroes. And her dad's like, I'm a crazy drunk. Yeah. Don't call my brother Jim to ask for help. Slappy, slap, slap. And then, like, so she cried. And then I guess her dad has to have some sort of operation to save him from alcohol. So I'm not sure what kind of operation that is.
Liver ended up being a football. That's what happened.
Did he remove his liver?
Well, he probably got really sick, and they're like, "Oh, we gotta come get your dad because your dad's really sick."
Because he's drunk. He's
got an operation, and then he dies. So the paramedic or the doctor, whoever.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I know it's supposed to be a sad moment, but he kind of comes out, and he's just like. Like, I mean, look at him. He's like,
oh, I know. He's just
I'm
like,
sorry.
Oh, I know. The way his hands are drawn, he's just like. Meh, it was gonna happen.
He's like, meh, tried. It's a pretty rough scene, but I'm saying, they could have did this paramedic a bit better. I'm sorry.
No, they could have. I mean, he just doesn't seem like to care about the fact that this girl who literally has nobody in the world, like her mom is dead and she has no one.
Yeah.
He's just like literally it's looking like he's that, you know, that little shrug emoji that you see.
Yeah.
He's just like, what are you gonna
do?
It's like if they
texted you how a thing went, you just get a shrug emoji.
Yeah. Or like, this is like in the Flintstones where like...
It's a living.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is like.
Would it be a mastodon?
Yeah, it would be a mastodon. He's like a living. Shower. It would be like, it's a living. And like, go back to doing his job.
Why? Because
like,
is that the one where Mr. Slate dies of alcohol? Fred and Barney are like, oh, gee, Fred.
Yeah, it was really, really terrible.
Oh, God. This is the worst Flintstones. Oh, God. No,
it's
not
very,
the Flintstones.
It's a very special Flintstones.
Very special Flintstones. Where fucking
where it dies of alcohol abuse.
What's that fucking alien's name? The little green alien they start talking to.
Oh, I don't know. Did that happen on the Flintstones or the Jetsons?
No, that was the Flintstones. Oh. You start talking. That was a rough time for cartoons.
What the prehistoric era? Or just when the Flintstones were on TV.
Just when the Flintstones were on.
Oh, okay.
You know, that was like, because you know, they had cars, they had movie theaters.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were talking about like some guy like trying to draw a cartoon on a cave wall and like everybody telling him it's not funny.
He's like, oh God, and they're like, oog, boo.
Oog, leave now.
Oog, not funny. Oog. Internet comment. Lame.
Shrug emoji.
Dislike. Zero stars. Shrug drawing.
Just drawing it underneath his drawing. Just like frowns.
Anyway,
so he's dead. So Barbara has to go live with her Uncle Jim.
Oh boy.
In Gotham City. And so her friend is like, hey, I assume we made all of these dolls.
Yeah, they made these dolls. They're pretty good dolls, too.
They, like, are dressed up.
They made
like
Superman Bear, and then they made Raggedy Ann, but she's Batgirl.
Yeah, and they, like, made clothes for them. And they were like, here, take it. And she's like, okay. And they're like, hey, you might meet Batman. And she's like, oh man, I might meet Batman. Something like that.
I might meet Batman.
Yeah.
You know, something one time when I was nine, some guy came to our school dressed as Batman.
Wow, were you like, hey, Batman?
I know,
like,
I wanted to be like, hey,
Batman.
And he was an actual dick just like Batman.
Oh, that's cool.
He was just like not talking. He just showed me like, and he's going to talk to
kids. Was he drunk talking about Tom Brady?
Yes.
On some weird talk show on HBO that exists for some reason.
It's like, Batman, you're gonna be on HBO tonight? He's like,
fucking
you know,
sucks.
Fucking sucks.
Fucking sucks, bitches.
He gambled away my lunch money. He's like, kid, give me your lunch money. I gotta put 25 cents on red. Red 69. It even goes up there. I'm such an idiot. Batfleck.
Bad luck.
Okay, anyway, so she runs... Okay, does this... Okay, so we might have to kind of...
Well, I'm trying.
Okay, so, listen, okay. So, she meets Jim, and Jim's okay. Jim's like, hey, so your name is Barbara.
My wife's name is Barbara.
Now, what I don't understand is, why did they have to name her? Couldn't they just be like, my wife's name isn't Barbara. My wife's name is Denise.
I don't. I'm not.
Why'd she have to be Barbara? Because like, well, you have to be called Babs. And
I don't know. Who knows? It doesn't matter. Her name's Barbara. Whatever. They had a baby named Jim Jr. And she's like, okay, come.
Has Jim Jr. ever gone on to do anything?
Yeah, I think he went crazy. Started killing people.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
At least recently. I don't actually know his story. But anyway, so.
Jimmy Jojo Shabadoo.
Barbara's really smart. And she likes to read all the stupid files that Jim brings home. Because, you know, whatever. Why not bring.
Well, because they always watch, like, forensic files and stuff. Yeah. Which is great.
He has a mustache.
It's appropriate because Jim has a mustache. He's like, you know what? I got to see what the latest styles of mustaches are. So let's watch.
That's how guys get their mustache styles. Is they watch Forensic Files and then cops are like, good idea, and then they all make the same mustache.
Yeah.
So she would, like, read his cases, and he'd yell at her, so she would, like, sneak in to read them at night. And then one night, Batman comes in through the window, and he's like, I'm Batman! Look at me! Batman! And so he's talking to Jim, but at the same time, and Jim apparently is an idiot, because he doesn't see Batman writing a note.
Writing a note. Very legibly, by the way.
Yes. Crumpling that note up. So here's the sound of paper being crumpled and dropping it on Jim's floor. Like, this is Jim's house, right? And so he's like, right, crumple, 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 throw it on the floor, and Jim doesn't notice. But luckily, Barbara sees that Batman wrote her a note that says, don't get caught, he'll get angry. Which actually sounds like a threat. Like, really terrible. Yeah,
don't get caught, you'll get angry. Exclamation point.
Yeah, it sounds like that. Like Jim's like horribly abusive.
Angry face emoji.
Yeah. Red face emoji.
Red face emoji. He's like, Jim, do you got any like red pens here?
I got to draw this emoji. But pretend not to notice me doing this.
Jim, where's your crayons?
So Barbara's like, yeah, now I'm going to start training.
Okay, here's a weird exchange in this, though, where, so she's like, next morning, I want to start learning how to fight and blah, blah, blah. And so she's at the breakfast table, and they're talking, it's, you know, Jim and his wife and ever, and she's like, the wife's like, you want to take lessons in what? And the woman's like, you know, and Jim's like, well, Barb, in today's world, she just goes, no.
Yeah, but then she starts training.
And then, like, she's like, and that Saturday, I started karate lessons. I'm like, but there was no, like, convinced, like.
Right, there was no, like, Jim, you know, went to the mat for me or whatever. Nothing. It was just like, no.
Like, you literally could just cut this out.
Yeah, it doesn't even need to be there. It just, like, literally all you could take is that little narration box. This is like, I started training. Okay.
Yeah.
So she started training, and then she started, like, memorizing blueprints and, like, running track.
She became really, really, really smart.
Really good at track and shit, and like people started to notice how good she was, so she tried to be like bad.
Yeah, she started like hanging out with like fucking Bruce Wayne Jr.
I guess
from she started hanging out with Steve Wayne, the dinosaur boy from Gotham.
Yeah, that's the clone.
The clone. She's been hanging out with him. They're going to see bare naked ladies in Gotham. Or fucking whatever, or listen to whatever bands.
What was Maury Petty's band's name in Gotham?
Yeah, they're going to that club.
Yeah,
which Jim goes to every night just to get the crowd surfed. He's like,
I arrest anybody who dares to mosh. I love that. That episode was so dumb because he arrested Maury Petty.
I like that episode. All the episodes
are dumb, but that one especially because they arrested Maury Petty for playing music that caused a crowd to mosh.
Yeah.
And they arrested There's literally no reason.
Like, people start moshing and Jim starts punching. He's like one of those assholes who doesn't know what's going on in a mosh pit. He's never been to a mosh pit.
He doesn't even try to get out of the pit. Like, it's kind of like, just starts fucking punching.
Because I went to him a few times. You know, I had friends would be like, oh, is that what you do in a mosh pit? You punch each other in the face? I'm like, no. That's not what you do.
That's
not how you mosh. And Vince is like, Jim's like, ah, punch fist.
Like, yeah. Like, and then he's like, I'm arresting everybody for doing what you do at concerts. Moshing is not illegal.
Yeah. So anyway, she starts...
I would have to say, can I just put one thing out that I really dislike about this?
Oh, okay.
So, like, yes, Barbara's doing all this training, and isn't it awesome that she's, like, really trying to, like, make herself, you know, a crime fighter or whatever. But, like, it also completely disregards the natural talent one must have for all of these things to be really good at them.
Yeah.
You know, like, She's like, I got so fast. I was like outrunning everybody. I'm like,
I outran a boy.
Aren't you? Yeah. And people make fun of me for outrunning boys. I'm like, but yeah, aren't you really glad that you were like naturally good at that? Because there's people who train to run their whole lives and will never be that fast.
They'll never outrun a boy.
Yeah, they'll never outrun that boy. But like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's the thing that really bugs me about like this or about like Batman. Because everybody's like, well, Batman's just like human potential doing good. I'm like, yeah, but you're ignoring, like, the extreme genetic gifts that Bruce Wayne has.
Yeah.
The athletic talent. Like, all right, let's say, you know, John Elway has a really fucking good arm, right? But he's not the fastest guy on the team. He's not the most agile guy on the team.
So, okay, let's put it this way. I'll use a better example.
On the team.
I'll use a better example for anybody that actually watched football in the 80s. Bernie Kosar was a pretty average quarterback, and if you lived in Cleveland, you think he was the best, but he was the slowest man I've ever seen, and he would not be a good Batman.
Well, I mean,
by any means,
that's kind of the thing. It's kind of like, yeah, Michael Jordan, great fucking basketball player, shitty fucking baseball player.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, just because, like...
So you're trying to say that Batman would be really good at baseball and basketball if he decided to play?
Well, that's the thing. He's apparently the best athlete.
Can he take it to the hole?
Yes, Batman's always taking it to the hole.
Oh, he's taking it to the hole. He's taking it to the hole,
all
right.
In all sorts of ways.
Taking it to all the socialite holes.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
Jesus Christ. I'm so sorry, everybody. You know what? Co-worker and friend, you're right.
There is a lot of swearing in the show. But I mean, like, yeah, seriously. It's just like, just because you're, like, really good at, like, running doesn't mean you're a good gymnast.
Yeah.
You know? It doesn't mean that you have good aim or something. You know what I mean? So, like, that kind of, all this sort of stuff always, like, overlooks the natural talent that one has to have to be really good at all this shit.
Yeah, she just has to be, like, worse, but she has to, like, decide to get bad at it. And so she starts, like, hiding her. Is it actually, like, the way, one way she's, like, I start, like, pretending I'm not doing as much work because I start reading
Dune.
Because I'm reading Dune, and I'm hiding my physics books with Dune. I'm like, all right, well.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
That Dune book looks awfully thin, by the way, which it is not.
No, Dune is gigantic. And, yeah, so then she's like, oh, and then I started dressing like a dork so people wouldn't look at me and boys wouldn't want to date me.
Mm.
Like, okay.
Started dressing like Hillary Clinton.
She did. She's wearing pantsuits.
Pants!
She's 16. She's walking around in fucking Hillary Clinton pantsuits.
Yeah, well, it's the 80s. You know,
I frown upon pantsuits. I really, you know, I get it. I guess, like, there are things women should wear. But I am old, and I have never owned a pantsuit.
No.
Nor do I plan.
You wouldn't look right in a pantsuit.
I think I would look fucking stupid in a pantsuit.
No, you wouldn't look right, one.
No.
Your body does not beckon the pantsuit.
No, it does not. I would just look like a box. You know, like a pastel-covered box.
Yeah.
So well, be like, glad, look at that giant lilac crayon walking around.
You should be thankful. You should be thankful you were born in this generation.
I know, right? How horrible is that?
So apparently she becomes a congresswoman?
Yeah, so I didn't get this. So, like, she went to... She graduated high school early.
Mm-hmm.
She got a degree in library sciences and a master's degree too. Then,
oh no, wait, we didn't get there yet.
Congresswoman yet. So then, after all that, her dad's like, "Come to my masquerade ball," because everybody goes to fucking masquerade balls and these things. And she's like, "Okay, I'm going to dress just like Batgirl. Batgirl who doesn't exist, by the way." She's like, "This is the perfect Batgirl costume. I made it perfectly." And
well,
because like,
she's the only one that knows of it.
Yeah, I'm like, it's always perfect if you're the one who fucking created it.
Yeah.
Obviously. So then she's, like, driving to the thing, and she sees Bruce Wayne getting hassled by goons?
Killer Moth, it looks like. It's Killer Moth.
Okay, so Killer Moth.
Or a number of Killer Moths.
Many Killer Moths.
Apparently they jizz on his car, too.
Yeah, it's like Miller Moths for anybody who from the West there.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so... she saves him, and Bruce Wayne runs away, and then Batman appears, and he's like, meh!
Yeah, he's kind
of... She's like, I'm Batgirl, and he's like, fucking steal my gig, and she's like, why are you being so mean to me? And then she, like, leaves.
Ugh.
And...
Oh, yeah, then she runs for Congress.
Yeah, she's like, you know what, I'm not gonna go to this masquerade ball, I'm gonna be Batgirl. and I'm going to be a congresswoman so Batgirl can go all over the world, which I'm like, okay.
So congressmen don't go all over the world. They kind of stay in the United States.
Yeah,
I think.
And I'm like, all right, how are you defending Gotham if you're in D.C.? But whatever. So.
And she's like, oh, man, my life was weird. I
got eaten by a big green thing.
No, she apparently got turned into half snake.
Oh, is
She got impersonated, mind wiped. She's getting mind wiped.
Yeah, yeah.
Impersonated and then turned into a snake.
I thought she was getting eaten.
I've never read that. And then also, apparently, she had a thing for Robin.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, you know.
But he was so young.
They're the same
Batman
age.
Batman was always on my mind.
See, that's what I don't get. Barbara Gordon and Dick Grayson have always had a thing. Like, for her to be like, he was too young for me. I'm like, since fucking when? Because they're like the same age.
Yeah, so apparently she has it out for this one guy here, and
so she catches him, and she's like, "Wait, it's just a child."
Oh yeah, go ahead.
He's about the same age as I was when I started training, so he's gonna give me this book, whatever the fuck this book is.
He stole a book. He didn't realize it was expensive, and she's like, "Well, it's priceless." And like, don't be an asshole next time. I'm gonna take this book.
He's like, "Okay."
And that's it.
And that's it.
That's Batgirl's origin, guys.
Batgirl.
She went crazy, dressed up like a childhood.
I don't think she's went crazy. She's been crazy.
Oh, she's been crazy. And then she learned how to exercise.
Yeah, good job.
And she beat boys, and Batman was like,
really
what
fast.
The fuck?
And Batman was like,
So we got this next one. So there's the Dr. Midnight.
Yep.
Portion of this, because they do two.
Mm. And this one's adapted from, like, the one that, I think it says, like...
It's adapted from All-American Comics number 25, from, like, 1941. So it's basically a retelling.
Mm.
So basically, Dr. Midnight is Charles McKnighter. He...
Very blonde man.
Very blonde, very handsome, and he... he's in his lab when he's working on something very important.
And he has a thing for a blonde nurse who, I'm not exactly sure what she does besides wear a nurse's uniform.
Yeah, she doesn't really
She's basically his assistant. She's not a nurse.
She isn't doing any nursing.
Nope. So he's in his lab and this police guy comes. He's like, oh my god, Dr. Midnight or whatever your fucking name is. Guy, some dude's been shot. And instead of us taking him to the hospital where he can be treated, how about you come over to his house? And he's like, all right.
He's like, a man is dying. I'm like,
he's like,
yeah.
A man is dying and we didn't bother taking him to the hospital. We came here instead. So could we drive back to that guy's house? And he's like, sure, that's
stupid.
Sounds like a great idea. So he like runs and he's like in super shape because he plays tennis or whatever. So
yeah.
He like runs up five flights of stairs. And he's like, yeah. And so he helps the guy and he's like, oh, you're going to live. Isn't that great?
You're going to live because I just did some random surgery on you in a bed without any tools.
Without any tools.
Because you've been shot.
Nothing is sterilized. It's fine. So, like, they're like, there's a cop outside on your fire escape. There's a cop at your door. Don't worry about it. This mob boss.
Because basically he's a mob guy and he's supposed to squeal on this mob boss. And the mob boss is like, nobody's going to squeal on me.
Right.
So, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah.
You know.
And so Maroni climbs up.
Well, it's not Maroni. It's
or
his
one of his goons climbs up the fire escape and, like, I like this because he, like, stabs the fuck out of a cop.
Well, he's, like, climbing up the fire escape, and I don't understand how
you
this cop...
totally... How he doesn't notice?
Yeah.
Fire escapes are noisy.
Yeah,
which
like...
Which is, like, clunk, 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 and they
like,
shake.
You gotta make
like,
it...
You would absolutely hear that guy.
And this guy's like, what the hell? And he's like, hey, copper, and he just
stabs him,
and there's blood, meat, and everything everywhere. And then he throws a grenade. The biggest grenade ever.
Yeah. That is... it looks like a shoe.
He throws a shoe grenade.
It's the shoe bomber before the shoe bomber.
No.
So he like throws the grenade in there and it explodes and Dr. Midnight gets an eye full of glass. And then they finally call the ambulance because everybody else is dead except Dr. Midnight. And apparently Dr. Midnight has enough money to travel in an ambulance. Because those other people were poor.
I was saying, the other thing, why did they
so
get the...
So fuck them.
Well, you know what's... It's also another one of those things, too. Again, with uncaring...
Paramedics,
where they're like... He's like, hey, isn't that Dr. Blah Blah McKnighter? He's like, he was working on some service. Like, yeah, he'd be working on nothing for a while.
No more. Yeah, I love how
Shrug.
Now... I was like, why didn't you guys show up before? But,
no.
Okay, whatever. So... They put him in the ambulance, take him there, and...
So he's in a hospital, and basically he goes and says, So he tells his lady.
His nurse assistant. His nurse. They have, like, a thing. Oh, yeah. But, like, it's an unspoken thing. Like, she loves him, and, mm-hmm. and he's too much, like, science for them to actually science. Have sex. So, I don't know. She just has weird hair and very long skirts.
Yeah, so basically he's like, look, since I'm blind, you're going to, like, take down, like, my thoughts on crime. Yeah, because
you're not actually a nurse. You're an assistant.
You're an assistant.
And she's like, oh, did I mention I'm a good typist? And I'm like, yeah, you're an assistant. I hope you would be.
I hope you, yeah, because you got to keep all his medical records and shit straight. And he's like, yeah, he guys like, yeah, I hired you because you could type, lady.
Pretty much. So
you think, like, I just hired you because you're some woman I thought that I wanted to bone? You're correct. But I also found out that you're a good typist. It's a typist slash bone.
Slash nurse.
Slash nurse.
Who basically all you do is wear the uniform. I don't think you do any actual nursing. But he's like, you're going to take
nurse
my
typist.
Nurse, dear nurse typist. I'm going to say things for these articles, and you're going to write them down.
And all he's writing, it's basically just says, criminals are cowards, or gangsters are cowards, and he says a bunch of stuff in these articles, and, like, this Maroney guy.
The mob angry.
Maroney gets really mad. So this is also the Maroney from Gotham.
Yeah.
That's not, but no. Might as well be.
Sure.
And he gets all flipped out. He's like, no, we can't have this. We got to kill him.
And they're like, dude, it's just a fucking story. But he's like, whatever. And so then, like, on a very thundery night, he's punching a punching bag while nurse typist is taking all of the notes.
Yeah.
And she, then, like, every time they draw her, she's crying, by the way.
Apparently yeah, she's crying a lot. It's like X-Men Apocalypse, like, or some shit.
Yeah, she's constantly crying because I guess he can't see her.
He can't see how beautiful she is, but he's so brave.
Like, he won't have.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's doing pretty good. Yeah, he's doing pretty good for a blind guy who just had a bunch of glass shoved in his eyeballs. Yeah.
So he's like,
So
he's like, man, I'm just very active at night. Blah blah blah. And so then he's at home on this very thundery night, and all of a sudden an owl, like, crashes through his window. So it's like Batman, but it's with an owl, and he is able to see this owl. And then he's like, oh my god, I can see! So he goes to turn on the light, and he can't see anything.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait. So he turns it off, and he's like, whoa, I can see in the dark.
Right.
Because that's what glass does.
And he calls the... So apparently he's also a veterinarian, because apparently this owl who flies through the window, he's like, well, I fixed him up. And I'm like,
I don't know what was wrong with him. He seems fine.
Well, he flew through a window. He had glass in his beak.
Oh, no. That's sad.
And he names him Hootie.
Okay.
Calls him Hootie because he's just sitting there. The owl's just sitting there going, hoo, hoo.
I assumed the first thing I thought of was Hootie and the Blowfish. So he's got a buddy who is from that band.
Yeah. It's Hootie. It's Darius Rucker.
Yeah.
Darius Rucker jumped through his window at night, and he just went, he's like, can you help me, like, do science? He's like, hold my hand. Which, you know what? I'm on board with that.
Sure, yeah.
I'm on board if they want to retcon his origins for Darius Rucker. Darius Rucker jumps through a window, and he calls him and he just calls him Hootie.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Because, you know, fucking Hootie. Hootie and the Blowfish. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Anyway.
They're a good band. So anyways, Maroney's... Jesus Christ, let's take on it forever.
Yeah.
Maroney's fucking people up. Meanwhile, Dr. Midnight McKnighter, you know, Dr. Midnight is, like, trying on these different glasses because he needs to get the glasses to be dark so he can see at night.
Right.
But he can't see during the day.
And he finally fixes them, and now he can see.
And then also he's like, well, not much for gadgets, but now I worked on some blackout bombs. Again, with the natural ability.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, oh, I just happen to know how to do this sort of science, too.
Right, of course. Sure, and a veterinarian. And a guy who fixes bullet wounds. And a humanitarian. And, you know, whatever. So he's like, oh, man, this is great. So he's like, I better put together a costume and go take down the mob.
So, okay, and this is also the part, too, where they attack this store owner, and he's... Because, you know, he's supposed to snitch, but he gets injured. And apparently in the news, they talk about how he's going to be operated on tonight. And it's like a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, it's like operations and stuff, you know, like, making this big fucking deal.
I do like this where, like, so he puts together, like, this costume to go, like, do things. And he pats the owl and goes, pat, pat. And the owl goes, whoo. And he's like, all right, I'm going. And the owl's like, I'm coming with you.
Well, no, what he needs to do is he needs to make sure that the operation is a success because the mob's gonna, like, fuck with him.
Right.
you know, fuck with this guy.
And he's like, all right, Hootie, let's go. So, like, Hootie starts, like, swooping down in front of him. And, like, all I can imagine is, like, what if you're just, like, walking down the street and then it's like, oh, my God, it's all dark. Dr. Midnight's here. And then all of a sudden you're just like, here, hold my hand. And you're like, oh, fuck, Hootie the Blowfish is also here.
It's with like,
Dr. Midnight.
It's like, oh, you just ran into that woman. She's on the ground. Let her cry. So does this owl just only sing Hootie and the Blowfish lyrics?
Yes.
He's also a parrot?
Yes, yes, that's okay. Exactly what happens. I was actually just imagining Darius Rucker just like following behind Dr. Midnight. Just like
with a guitar with an acoustic, and a baseball hat.
Yeah, with an acoustic guitar, and he's like, "There's nothing I can do. Well, I want to be with you." Like that's how you know the Dr. Midnight is coming.
You and me come from different worlds. Like Earth 2 Batman's like, "It's true. I come from a different world."
Sometimes crazy, and they're like, "God damn it, not again! Here he comes."
He just gets murdered because right? Because fucking Hootie won't shut up.
Well, that's the thing. Dr. Midnight's like, will you shut up? He's like, no.
Okay, he's like, no, I can't.
Lucky. And then like all the criminals are like, God fucking damn it. Every single time Dr. Midnight shows up, this guy, and I got all the stupid songs stuck in my head. So I'm stuck in jail singing Hootie and the Blowfish, and I just get my ass
Hootie and the Blowfish actually would actually be great, is a great choice because they also covered 5440's I Will Be Blind. I Go Blind.
Oh yeah.
Which it's a dope song. But so I mean they're kind of I think you know what? They pair up very great with
what is Hootie and the Blowfish doing these days?
I think you'll find Darius Rucker is like a very successful like country artist.
Oh,
Like he put out like one album and it just did so like it was one of those things where it's just like, oh, he's in the country and he just put it out and everybody was you know, and it just caught on really well and he's doing quite well and I don't know if the rest of Hootie is doing what the band is doing anything, but you know, I'm assuming he could just be like, hey, Hootie, come on, band, let's go.
Let's go play this state fair with Brooke Hogan.
Yeah. Brooke Hogan's taking Uncle Bill because Hootie's stepping it up. You got Dr. Midnight on stage playing piano.
So anyway, like, Dr. Midnight shows up.
So what happens is, so basically, Dr. Midnight, he finds out Dr. Midnight. So basically, he finds out that Dr. Midnight.
I don't really know what happens here.
Okay, so basically, they find that the guy finds out, the Maroni finds out that this guy is alive.
Yeah,
and he's like we gotta make. And he's like, the newspaper is like, he's operated on tonight. And he's like, you know, which because that's what they do, you know, in the back of the day. It's like, well, we gotta talk about it.
Yeah.
And so he's like, well, you know what? You better go and like kill this guy or shut off the lights. And make sure they can't do anything. Go pull out the fuses and stuff. And it's funny because then, like, the doctors are sitting here and they're like, it's like, oh, if only Dr. McNighter could have been here, he could have did this operation because he was so good. And
right.
Dr. Barnes, you know, this Dr. Barnes is like, you know, this nurse is like, you'll do fine, Dr. Barnes. It's like, but what if something gets ruined? And it's like, well, what if something goes wrong? I'll be ruined. And then the other guy in the thing, he's like, and also the patient's going to be dead. And he's like, oh, yeah, that too.
He's like, oh, my career will be ruined. Oh, and that guy will be dead? But whatever.
It is.
It doesn't matter that guy's going to die.
Paramedics in this book.
Doctors and paramedics. They're awful.
Pieces of shit.
They're terrible. They're just like, well, I mean, I'm supposed to save lives, but really I'm here for me.
And then the lights go out and he gives this very, like exasperated look with his eyes as doctor. He's kind of like with his mask on. He's just like, oh,
yeah, he's like, oh, this was about me, and now it's not about me anymore. Now I'm sad.
Yeah.
And then, so
Dr.
Like,
Midnight shows up, and he's like, ha-ha. And apparently he's got to do the Bruce Wayne Batman thing.
Yeah, he lowers his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he shows up.
I'm assuming he sounds like Christian Bale right now.
And then they just let this random person who they don't know is Dr. McNighter.
Yeah.
He shows up.
This random dude who literally just jumped in the window.
He jumped in the window.
Like, I'm going to do surgery now. And they're like, all right.
He's like, I could do it.
So do you think it sounds like Christian Bale singing Hootie and the Blowfish lyrics? You and me, we come from different worlds. Like something like that.
Yeah, I'm the Batman. Actually, I imagine it's Bane singing.
You and me, we come from different worlds, Mr. Wayne.
Mr. Wayne, I was born in the darkness.
Oh, I am operating in the darkness, Mr. Wayne.
Operating in the darkness.
Yeah. Anyway, so he operates and everybody lives.
Everybody lives, and apparently this guy was waiting for over the radio to find out somebody died after a surgery. It was like, Jesus Christ, what the
fuck? This guy was like...
Was there nothing on the radio back then?
He wasn't like the mayor or something.
Yeah, it was
like,
just some, it was some guy that worked at a shop.
He was just like, yeah, exactly. I'm like, you're not going to get that update.
And so basically Dr. Midnight shows up at Maroni's hideout and shuts off the dark lights in there. He blows some fuses and he basically whips the gang's ass and then manages to
save people. Oh no, he like gets enough evidence to put Maroni.
Looks at some papers. And he's like, oh, what do we have here? Papers? Oh, this has papers and says that he's guilty.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is.
What he's looking at a paper that says, "I killed people."
Yeah, I'm
signed,
sure that's what it says.
Maroni.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, I love to kill. Bang, bang, bang. This is the list of people I've killed and when. Love, Maroni. And he's like, oh, I'll give this to the police. And so, like, now we cut back to Nurse Typist, and he's just sitting there. So I don't know if this is his house.
No, he's just back. He's just back home, and he's just like, she's like, hey, the trial's gonna start.
All she does is read this newspaper, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's blind. He can't read it.
She's like, I'm gonna read this to you in a sexy voice, and then maybe you will have sex with me. And he's like, no, Justice.
Also, there's a ghost of me.
Yeah, there's also a ghost of me, like, looking like it's going to punch me in the head.
Yes.
Like, floating over me. And he's like, oh, I'm going to talk about Dr. Midnighter in my column. The end.
All right. Well, that's it for Dr. Midnight and Batgirl's Origins. In Secret Origins number 20. I didn't even announce what it was from.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I should remember that. Yeah. Guys, it was Secret Origins number 20. From November 1987. Okay? And that's it for this book. I guess, would you read the next issue of Secret Origins?
Oh, I'm sure I probably would.
Secret Origins are fun. Yeah. I like origin stories.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of these. They're dope. So, that's it. I would hope that in the next issue, the paramedics and stuff are nicer. The medical profession.
Is they're not complete dicks to people who are just like losing everything?
Yeah, it's just fucking shitty, man.
Yeah.
It's upsetting.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back with the next book.
Hey, hi, how are you? I'm Jamie Flam, and I am the artistic director of the Hollywood Improv. Basically, that means I'm the one responsible for booking comedians, producing shows, and making sure every night at the club is magical. You might even call me the gatekeeper. Okay, so not really, but maybe, I don't know. Outside of my job at the Improv, I also perform and write comedy, which means I sit in front of many gatekeepers myself. It's an interesting dynamic, but it's helped me learn a lot as well. Now I host a podcast about it. Each week I talk with bookers, producers, decision makers, performers, and more.
Hey, this is Cole Stratton.
This is Janet Varney.
This is Troy Conrad.
This is Todd Glass, and you're listening to Gatekeeper.
It's an inside look at the art of saying yes and no. Also, there are sound effects. Be sure to subscribe to Gatekeeper on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can find more info at SideshowNetwork.tv.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever here on Sideshow Network. Thank you for sticking. You know what? Thank you, listeners.
Yes, for putting up with us.
For putting up with almost an hour of us making Hootie and the Blowfish jokes.
Right.
And talking about cinematics.
Because that's topical.
But it's our podcast.
There is no more topical reference than a Hootie and the Blowfish reference.
This is our podcast, and this is how we do. And it just feels right. And thank you for listening. We really appreciate it.
We do.
Okay. So let's talk about our next book. It is Nova. The Man Called Nova. It's Nova, number 15. From November 1977. Mm. So it's the Richard Rider Nova, very early in his existence. On the cover, we have Spider-Man, the Hulk, Iron Man, and Captain America. Looks like they're all slapping around Nova in the middle of a baseball game.
Yes. So Nova's having a hard day.
Yeah.
And it really, the way it looks, it actually looks like Spider-Man just threw Nova into the Hulk's fist.
Pretty much.
But that's not what just happened.
Yeah.
Hulk, but anyway.
Yeah, so it's a mess going on here. And so the story is called The Fury Before the Storm.
Yes.
So, and basically we start off with Nova and Crime Buster, who is somebody from the planet Xandar. Who is like a human guy. He doesn't really have any powers, you know, like actual powers.
So I have a question. If you are from another planet,
yeah,
why would you choose to come to our planet?
I don't know.
To fight crime?
I think maybe...
Does your planet not have crime?
You know what? I'm not exactly sure what his deal, this guy's Crime Buster's deal is. Like, I know he's...
He's like, oh man, there's no crime on my planet. Let's go bust some Earth heads.
Maybe. Maybe he was sent there because he is from Zan.
They looked into a mirror and they were like, they need help.
Yeah, maybe.
Someone help those fucking idiots on that planet Earth.
Well, no, maybe he was sent to go help, you know, Richard Rider and everything. And so here he is.
Okay.
And so they're like, oh man, crime. I was like, oh,
yeah,
let's go get
him. Nova's like, man, I'm really glad I saw you because I would never have found that guy or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they see some dudes doing some bad shit, so they bust him.
Yeah, super purple dudes, by the way.
Super purple dudes. And like one guy's like, where'd you come from? And Nova...
It's like they're fighting like a bunch of grimaces.
Yeah, they're fighting grimaces because they're trying to steal the hamburgers. Hamburgers.
Grimace doesn't steal hamburgers. Grimace just sat there and went, ate anything.
Well,
I don't know, I got
maybe,
so big.
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe he wanted to steal the Hamburglar's hamburgers.
Oh, maybe was that
maybe
Grimace,
he's
was
starving.
That,
maybe after this. Because
Grimace ain't starving.
What if he is starving? What if he's finally whittling away to nothing? And if he doesn't get any hamburgers, he will die.
Is that a chicken nugget? Is Grimace still around?
I assume Grimace is dead.
Did they have a proper R.I.P. Grimace Happy Meal?
They should. Why don't they have a proper R.I.P. all of them?
Like a Happy Meal that kind
of
looks like a tombstone, and you open it up, there's like a little, you know, Grimace. It says R.I.P. Grimace, you know?
What, your little, like...
Right next to your apple slices and your little junior cheeseburger, whatever the fuck they have.
Is it like a toy? Like a little plastic R.I.P. Grimace toy? And like if you push it, he like pops out of the coffin and goes back in.
Well, so they had that for all of them, you think? Like for the birdie? And for Mayor McCheese.
Oh, Mayor McCheese. Well, like, so when I'm...
The Hamburglar's different. Hamburglar became a hipster.
Oh, yeah. No, he totally did.
Grimace did not become a sexy hipster. Grimace is gone. Grimace just died.
All the rest of them died. I think the only ones left are Hamburglar.
Did their planet explode?
Yes, like, the Hamburglar and Ronald are the only ones left.
Okay. Did they both get away and they're like, it's like, we'll remake your image.
Yeah, they're like, this is it. Everyone died. It was a horrible train accident, let's go with.
A train that blew up the planet?
Yeah, it was the McDonald's train.
Oh, that'd be a great movie. The train that blew up the planet, starring Grimace and hipster McBurger.
When I was a kid, this is before McPlay places were inside. Mm. There was a playground outside of the local McDonald's.
Yeah, don't play at McDonald's, guys.
And they had a Grimace.
Don't eat at McDonald's.
But it was basically, it had like a Grimace head, but it was like bars. So you had to go in it, you had to go shake, 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 shake. And once they got rid of that, some church bought it. So there's like a church in my hometown that has like a Grimace plaything just like sitting outside of their church. It's kind of fucked up looking.
Maybe they can make it into like...
Well, I think if you put a wig on it, you can call it Jesus.
You could just give him a little beard, you know, paint him white.
Just give him a robe.
Give him a...
And then he goes shake, shake, shake with all the children inside.
You are one.
Thank you, Jesus. Shake, 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 shake.
Kurt Warner goes in there every day. All right,
so they're oh, by the way, Nova says stupid shit because...
he's a kid.
Because he's 17 years old. Don't forget that. 17 fucking years old. Which, I hate any of those. I'm a teenage superhero. Get the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
If you're not an adult, I don't want to talk to you. Or see you. Whatever. So, like, but he's like, where'd you guys come from? And Nova's like, if your mama didn't tell you, I'm sure not gonna. And I'm
you know
like,
what he does
is that a sex joke, you fucking dick?
Well... he's like, Okay, so he's gets an like idiot. So he gets stuck by like a truck, and he's trying to like speed up, but he's
he's trying to fly, but he doesn't have enough room to like
fly away
because I think he has to run.
And then he starts like bashing this building with his elbows.
Yeah, he's like, "Oh man, it's working!" Because things are like rocks are falling on this truck, and it's just like destroying it. Like, he's like, "Yeah, this is great."
He's just destroying this fucking town. This workplace.
I like where he's like, "Man, I'm not a novice anymore. I can think my way out of this stuff." I'm like, "You couldn't just run away, like."
Yeah, he's kind of shitty.
You're an idiot. But apparently he's also failing high school, so...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he makes sure...
He
makes sure... What, like an actual bath?
Well, he does take an actual bath.
Oh, that's right.
But he's taking a bath, and just, like, in high school. He's
taking a bath in stupidity.
Yeah, he is. He's just, like, bathing in it.
He's just... it's funny because he's just, like, he spends most of his time talking about how dumb he is. He's like, "I really failed school, guys."
He's like, "I'm a fucking moron, guys, but I'm still a hero. Woo, Nova!"
I'm hanging out under the bleachers smoking paint. Why am I failing school? I'm Nova.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Jesus. It's like,
yeah. Wisecracking teenage boys are just not on my like list.
Yeah, anyways. So Crime Buster, like, beams something to some guy's head.
Yeah, he, like, hypnotizes them and, like, makes them give information about something. And so Crime Buster's like, "All right, cool. That's awesome. I'm glad I got this information. Nova, you hang out with these grimaces and wait for the cops. I'm gone." And Nova's like, "Okay, I guess so." And, like, so then there's, like, this other guy who kind of looks like Black Mask, but he's not, just the way he's drawn.
Well, it's just his mask is really tight.
Yeah, so it looks like Black Mask, and he's like, "Oh, good, now I have to go over to this place." So he, like, breaks in.
Yeah, this guy just breaks in, and he's apparently his brother, you know.
Well, apparently he's really bad at breaking in because he, like, triggers the alarm, and Nova's like, "Oh, more crime. I'll make sure these guys stay here by breaking all these pipes and, like, cementing them to the ground or something."
He faps it down. It's just fap.
Yeah, fap. And then he, like, just busts through a window.
Yeah, he's just, like, a rampaging idiot.
Yeah, and he
busts through a window.
Just busted everything.
And he starts slapping around this guy. And apparently it's this guy, Mike Burley, who's, like, I think he's a friend of his?
They go to school together.
Oh, they go to school, yeah. So everybody's, like... school.
He's like, "It's you." He's like, "No, you don't understand. Like, my brother." And then so he, like, somersaults out the window, and Nova's like,
He somersaults. Looks like he falls and, like, nearly kills himself. He's like, "I'm an athlete. Ah!" Like, he looks like
he really does. It looks like he just, like...
It's like he knocks his back on the thing.
It really looks like he just $1 million babied himself.
Just, you know what it looks like? It's like you're okay in Arrested Development where there's a one where Tobias becomes Mrs. Featherbottom or whatever, and she's like, "I'm Sherry Poppins," and she jumps off like a ledge with like an umbrella and just fucking crashes into a table. That's what this looks like. Like, this guy is just like, he has the grace of like fucking if the Big Show was, like, doing the same move. He'd be like, "I'm a gymnast." Pop. I mean,
pretty much.
If I was doing it, this is what I would look like. If I was like, "I'm a gymnast," I would just look like a fucking flying moose fish. Like, what is that gelatinous steak doing?
What did that oaf man just do? And then you're just, like, mangled.
You know what just reminds me of? Brian Posehn told the story of when he was 18.
Oh, no.
him and his friends, he was kind of like a burnout bro. He told us on Marin.
Okay.
He was a burnout bro, and Brian Posehn is a giant man. Yeah, he's always been a giant man. Apparently, him and his friends were doing, like, just going, like, fucking around, and around a beach, and they went up on, like, a lifeguard station.
I know, this is going to be bad.
And they were jumping off, and Brian Posehn being... the oafish giant man he is.
He's like 6-something. He's insanely big.
Like, jumped off and fucked up his back really bad.
Yeah.
Like, he was out of commission for a while and stuff in his life, and it really messed up with his life at that time because he was, like, super young.
Yeah.
I would imagine it looks just like, and I've always pictured in my head, what it would look like if Brian Posehn is like, jumping off.
Carry that around until we meet Brian Posehn and just be like, "Is this what it looked like when you fucked up your back?" And he'd be like, "Yes.
That's what it looks like.
Can you sign this?
Can you sign this?" He signed this. Sign this with the noise that you made when you jumped off. Friday was late. Anyway, so Nova's like, ah, fuck, you know, whatever. So he goes home, and he's taking a shower.
Yeah.
And, okay, I'm sorry, but...
this is dumb.
Well, okay, so his little brother...
who looks 50?
His little brother, okay, I kind of say... no, I'm trying not to how to phrase this properly. This looks like two old lesbians living with each other, because his brother just looks like... he's like, his brother's like, I'd like to speak with you when you're done. Make yourself squeaky clean. And she's
or,
like...
or old men. Like, two old gay guys.
Okay, okay, you know what this is? This is Oh Hello. This is Nick Kroll and John Mulaney. But being young... you know what? I might take a picture of this and be like...
tag them.
I might be like, look, guys, I think this is the young years.
Yeah.
It's George St. Giegland and Gil Faison.
So they like, he's like, oh, I want to talk to you when you're done being clean. He's like, what's up, little brother? I'm sorry. I have siblings. One. I have never in my life referred to my, like, called my sister little sister.
Nor have I called my brother little brother.
I've never walked up there and been like, what's up, little sister?
Nor have I ever tried to talk with them when they're in the shower.
Yeah, no.
Like to be like, open up the shower, just kind of staring kind of blandly.
Oh, yeah, like staring at them.
I need to talk to you.
Hey, can we talk? Like, instead of not just opening the door of the bathroom and saying, like, hey, can we talk when you're done? No, he opens the, like, the thing and he's looking in the shower to tell his brother that they need to talk.
He's like, someone steal your transistors, Bobby, you fucking nerd.
Yeah, he's like, no, man, I think something's wrong with Dad, because
Dad's doing well, but yeah. Dad doesn't have a job, and Dad's doing crazy shit with the mob.
Yeah, Dad's running some hard times. So he was
snooping around Dad's shit.
He's coming home at all hours of the night, which usually means mistress. But no, not this world. This means he's paying the mortgage for four full months in cash, and then leaving again or whatever.
So then we get Dad, and Dad's at the with the mob.
And Dad looks like a fucking professor.
I'm trying to think who Dad looks like. Dad looks like, I'm trying to think, he's got a bow tie. He looks like an 80s.
No, he looks, you know what he looks like? He looks like young Sean Connery.
Young hipster Sean Connery?
Yeah, so imagine Sean Connery from Indiana Jones, but like 40 years younger.
Right.
That's exactly what he looks like. He's got the glasses and the beard and the bow tie, and all you need is that fucking hat.
Right.
And he is Indiana Jones.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you know what? You're right. Yes, I know. 100%. Okay. You're right.
He just imagine he's young. He's young, Dr. Jones, 40 years younger.
And Richard Rider is Indiana Jones, so this is actually a prequel.
Yeah.
To that, so just, you know, I'm gonna let Harrison Ford know this as well.
Yeah.
I gotta. It'd be great if I get him and Brian Posehn in the same room. Like, oh my god, this is great! I can have you both sign this. Like, get away from why?
This is the weirdest thing that's ever happened to both of us.
We're just standing right next to each other, and this idiot has a NovaCon from 1977. This is a weird convention. Why do we sign up for this? Are we paid?
Why are we here?
Is that Lou Ferrigno with a Cliff Bar?
Scratches his crotch.
Scratches his balls.
In front of the children.
Hey, look, it's Adrian Curry dressed as the Grove of Legend. Oh, wow. This is a great day.
My favorite part, so we did actually see Adrian Curry at Kamikaze, one of the first Kamikazes.
It was the first Kamikaze.
It was the first Kamikaze, dressed as the chick from Legend, you know, in that black dress and right. The thing. But, so we're standing in line waiting for...
we were waiting for something to get to eat.
Food.
Yeah.
And it was horribly crowded, and because they only use, like, I don't know, a postage stamp size part of the convention floor for that first fucking Kamikaze.
Yeah.
And Sean is trying to take a picture of Adam West's head.
Because Adam West is here, and Adam West, like, they're doing, this is when they had, like, I could see him.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, I can see him and Burt Ward, and they're just sitting over there, you know, signing autographs. I'm like, well, I'm just going to take a picture from over here.
Yeah.
And I take this picture, and just as I take this picture, Adrian Curry walks by, and I get a perfect picture of Adrian Curry dressed in her Legend costume.
Yes.
And a very tiny, but just enough of a tiny speck. Just enough of Adam West's head, like his entire head, very tiny in the background.
Yes, but the thing that was funny about this is when you showed me the picture, you're like, oh my god, here. I was like, that's a really good picture of Adrian Curry. And you were like, what?
Yeah.
You didn't realize.
I didn't realize that Adrian Curry just walked by me.
You were so focused on Adam West, you did not realize that you had the perfect picture of Adrian Curry.
Yes.
And there's Adam West's very blurry face.
No, actually it's a very clear spot of his face because you can see his head.
Oh, man.
I have to go back and look at that picture. It's a very good picture.
I'm very proud of you.
And I think Adrian Curry liked it on Twitter.
Very good.
I don't think Adam West can care, though.
I don't think Adam West has Twitter.
Adam Wee. All right, so basically, so they're like, look, you...
We gave you money.
You're out of debt, but now you have to do shit for us. And he's right. Like...
Now you owe the mob.
Basically, he owes the mob, and he's like, nah, I don't want to do it. And he's like,
I'm not going to do anything illegal. And the mob just laughs at him.
Yeah. Because
they're like, we're the mob.
We're the mob,
you
dude.
You do realize
you're the mob,
that if
you're
you
Dr.
make
Jones.
A deal with us, you have to do it.
You're
a
Sean Connery
way.
From whatever, so
like,
fuck you.
Like you can't tell the mob I'm not going to do anything illegal, because that's all the mob
You can't
does.
Be like, no, I don't want to do it.
You can't be like, I want to just work in your like legal pizza parlor. Like, it doesn't fucking
can,
work
can
that
I just,
way.
Can I just make some pizzas?
No.
No, you can't just make
no,
pizzas.
No, you can't fucking make pizzas.
We have guys to make pizzas.
We've got guys to make pizzas, but those guys also kill guys.
Yeah, they kill guys on the side. You ain't doing nothing. You're just wearing a bow tie.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? What are you going to do? You going to teach us something?
what are you going to, my master? You got a master's degree? Yeah, my master
you're going to read us a story about archaeology?
What are you going to be like, hey, look at this sweet artifact. Look at this sweet rock I found.
I can write a good white paper on this and get you guys published. Sure. Anyway.
We could do a HuffPo interview for us.
Yeah. So they cut. So.
So anyway, so Richard is studying. And I like that Richard, he's got books and this is literally everything made simple.
Yeah.
He's got chemistry made simple, Spanish made simple, and he has math made simple, but he's also reading simple math. Which I just hope he just throws that book down. It's like, math is too hard. Oh, math made simple. I don't know, maybe this will work. He's also got spelling made simple, which...
I don't even understand how that's a thing.
Well, it's because it's like
what
cat,
is that? That is,
dog.
Yeah.
So what do you mean spelling made simple? He's like... he really... I'm sorry, but he needs some serious help.
Right?
He needs help.
If you need spelling, needs simple. Like
breathing made simple. You know, just...
Walking made simple.
Walking made simple. I can't put my foot in front of me.
All eating made simple. This is how, like, literally, like, 9 pages on instructions on how to chew. Up and down, and up and down, and swallow.
Open mouth. Next page. Close mouth. Next page.
Open
mouth.
Next page. Close mouth.
It's just like 180 pages of that.
Crush food between teeth. Open. Close.
Swallow. How do you swallow? Swallow makes simple. Shit. Where's that book? I can't swallow, guys.
Push it towards the back of your throat. Hope it slides
down. He needs, like, to be in, like, a special school or something. I mean, look. I'm sorry. I mean, I know that I should not be making fun of him, but he sounds like he needs some serious help.
He does sound like he needs some serious academic help. And if his dad's really a dog, like, some sort of, like, academic, you think he would have, like, got him a tutor?
Well, his dad's an idiot because he's like, mob. Ha. Can I just, like, make pizzas? He's like, fuck you. Anyway, he's like, man, spelling made simple's tough. I'm going to go take a break. I'm just going to go and, like, fly and, like, check out shit. And then apparently he's got, like, a radio in his helmet. And it's like, hey, something's going on at LaGuardia Airport. So I'm going to fly over there. And...
I'm assuming that the airport scene in Civil War was taken from this comic book.
Oh, yeah. And he flies over there, and just as he shows up, Iron Man starts attacking him. He's like, oh, no, Iron Man. And he's like, I'm a good guy. And he's like, shut up. I'm going to kill you.
He's like, Iron Man, what the hell,
man? He literally goes, I know who you are, just as I know I'm going to kill you. I'm like, okay.
He's like, wait, what's going on? And then Spider-Man shows up. He's like, Spider-Man, we were buddies. We just, like, popped together, like, last issue.
We were just at issue number 12. And he's like, shut up.
Going to kill you. And so then, like, the Hulk shows up.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, and he's like, I gotta get away from this. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, he starts, like, flying around.
Am I dreaming? And they're like, it's not a dream.
Yeah, Captain America shows up and he's like, it's not a dream. Here's my shield in your face.
And then
I'm surprised doesn't kill him. Because, you know,
should.
Captain America should be murdering more people with his shield than he has in the past. Because his shield is nothing to fuck with.
Well, it's kind of the thing. Like, Captain America shows up and your reaction should just be like, oh, no. Like literally, that should just be like, I hope my will is up to date. Because Captain America is going to murder me with his weird fucking shield.
Yeah. with his adamantium vibranium shield that he can throw and decapitate you with, which he has done before.
Right.
And he has murdered vampires with his shield.
Right. And so Nova's like, oh, fuck. So he, like, flies away, but then, like, the Hulk, like, smashes him into the baseball stadium, into Shea's stadium.
So it's 10:30 at night. There's a baseball game still going on.
Yep.
Shea's packed. Shea. Which, to be honest, I'm surprised because curfew should probably, like, you know, it should be
It's 10:30,
but it's kind of late.
No curfew yet, but it's kind of late for a packed baseball game, unless it's, like, a really close game.
I have many problems with this.
Yeah, because, and so, like, then they start fighting, and then, like, everybody shows up, and Nova's like, wait,
So
Spider-Man and Captain America can't fly, but these guys are flying.
Yeah, because they all follow him, but they all fly in after him.
Right, and he's like, oh, so these guys must be robots, so I'm just gonna kill them.
Right.
So he does. In front of an entire crowd of people!
Which... And the crowd, I'm surprised there's not more people in the crowd being like, oh my god, you're killing Spider-Man.
They don't show anybody's reaction.
There's like
a Spider-Man shredded face, and like, he's killing people. He kills Captain America, he kills Iron Man, and then he like smashes Hulk to the point where it's such a huge explosion, it blows him out of the stadium, which means it must have killed about 1,500
people. Oh yeah, he totally murdered everybody.
He just killed everybody. And he's like, oh well.
There's an apocalypse there. Yeah, I forgot. I like that because Hulk actually, by the time he wastes Captain America, because there's also another huge explosion when he throws Captain America and Iron Man to each other, and they explode.
Right.
And then Hulk's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And then what he does is he basically like jumps on the Hulk and he punches him really hard in the kidneys.
Yeah, and the Hulk explodes.
Well, it's funny because he goes, you've just been gonged, and it says Wang.
Yep, Wang.
It's funny because it says Wang right by Hulk's crotch.
Yeah.
So it's like he gets wanged and then he kawams.
And it blows Nova out of the stadium, so everybody in the stadium is probably dead. Or at least a lot of them are.
And then he knocks him out a very short distance away. So you mean to tell me that there's a kid's playground, because he lands in this playground in the jungle gym.
And then there's kids outside at 10:30 at
night. That's the thing. I was like, wait a minute. Okay, so we've established at 10:30 at night, there's still a baseball game going on, and there's still kids who are pissed that they can't go into the jungle gym?
Not fucking teenagers. Not like teenagers who are like, man, we're going to sit there and drink. But like actual like small children who should be home at 10:30 at night with their parents.
Nope.
These kids are out, and they're mad. They're like, oh man, all the superheroes are taking shit. And then Nick Fury's like, haha, it is I, Nick Fury. I'm here to annoy the shit out of everybody.
So Nick Fury basically shows up and he's like, look, we want to know you're the real deal. So he sends over these life model decoys towards you.
And you just killed a whole bunch of people, so welcome to the event.
You just killed a whole bunch of people, but then like he's like,
because if you don't kill, man, we don't watch him.
He's like, he says something like, hang on here, I gotta go back here because it's like, this kind of bothered me too. He's like, normally we put them to use in our training for our agents. And he's like, you did more than fighting. You wrecked $2 million worth of hardware.
Yeah, and killed people.
Which, I mean, he should have fucking, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
There's catastrophes in the packed Shea Stadium. Whoever's playing baseball in 1977,
now.
The Mets are dead.
Yeah.
Nolan Ryan is dead.
Dead.
Well, Nolan Ryan was on the Mets at the time. I don't know who else I'm messing with.
Doesn't matter. Those
Keith
people
Hernandez.
Dead. Those people are dead now. Because of this.
Yeah, they're dead. And Nick Fury is like, let's go away from this playground and we'll take on this helicopter. And then he shows up. And actually, speaking of Ronald McDonald, he makes this joke where he's like, because he's asking Fury all these questions and Fury's like, shut up.
Yeah.
And like Fury's like, why are you taking me? Why did you have me explode the Hulk in the middle of Shea Stadium?
Why didn't you make me fight those guys? Why didn't you just ask me to help you?
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm just a kid. Like, you know, like, you could have just had one of your agents, like, attack me or something.
Right? Like,
and not
like,
try to murder me.
Yeah, you didn't have to murder all those people.
You didn't have to send out the Hulk. I mean, if I was Captain America, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, me
be
too.
Be like, wait a minute, the Captain America exploded in Shea Stadium?
And killed people.
And killed the 1977 New York Mets?
Yes! All of them! And like, in front of a crowded stadium. It wasn't like this fight happened where no one else saw it. Like, there's people in that stadium who lived through this horrible explosion who can be like, yeah, it was all the superheroes. and they're all dead now because they were
all
robots?
Murdered in front of me because they were robots. And now I don't know if I see Captain America again.
Is he
going to
be a robot that's going to explode and kill the rest of us? Like, what the fuck is happening?
It is an awful situation. Anyways, so Captain America, so Nova's on the whatever the shield hell carrier,
yeah.
And he's like, whoa, this place is incredible. And like Captain America's like, yeah, we had Ronald McDonald decorated for us.
See, he had Jesus Grimace.
So he's like, yeah, and you killed Grimace earlier.
Yeah, earlier we killed all the Grimaces. And so he's like,
so we made him into a jungle gym. Look.
He's like, so hey,
we're
going to
put this one in Denver.
Just going to put it in a church parking lot somewhere. So like, he's like, hey, remember your buddy from school who, like, you know, broke his back doing a Brian Posehn out of the window?
Brian Posehn.
He's like,
here's the footage of that.
Just a Vine, just over and over.
Oh man, if Vine was around then, that's what he'd be like. We'd be left to watch about 6 seconds of this idiot jumping out of a window.
So he's like, yeah, well, his brother got kidnapped because he's like some sort of like science man. And now we need your help because this guy here's this picture, but everybody, the reader's not going to see the picture, but you're going to see it. This is the guy who kidnapped the guy. And he's like, all right, well, I'm here to help you.
Yeah, because we don't see who it is. I'm assuming it's
like his dad. It has to be.
Or maybe it's somebody else. Because he's like, no, everybody knows about this guy.
Yeah.
So maybe it's fucking...
It's his brother.
it's his brother looking in the shower.
It's like creeping on my brother.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello. He's like, oh, hey, brother.
It's Gil Faison.
Before you come out of there, how about this giant tuna fish sandwich?
Too much. What if it's just a plate of tuna?
Oh god!
And it's too. I gave you too much tuna in the shower. What are you gonna do?
I like the one where they give it to Henry Rollins.
That was the best because he punches the sandwich.
Which this always reminds me of that bit where Henry Rollins was talking about how he was on Sons of Anarchy. I don't remember if it was that one or another one, but he was like supposed to like throw something into a car.
No, he's supposed to throw himself into the car.
Yeah, and then like he's like, "Whoa, you're really going there." He's like, "I know, I'm doing it as hard as I can." And they're like, "No, you don't have to do it that hard."
Yeah, he was really funny. Henry Rollins does not fuck around.
No.
So when he commits to something, he's committing to it. If he's gonna punch a sandwich, he's gonna punch a sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to be like
Henry Rollins,
not a stage punch. He's really going to punch
it. I don't understand how Henry Rollins does not have a role as like in this some superhero movie,
right?
Or something. Just as something. I don't care. Just put him in there as like a reoccurring. I wish he was on Gotham. Holy shit!
Oh, that'd be so good. At least he'd be like trying.
If it was him instead of Ben Grimm. You know?
Oh yeah, that'd be so good if he was the commissioner or the chief or whatever.
Just him yelling at so it, just him just being like, oh god. He apparently almost got the role of Negan on Walking Dead.
Oh yeah.
Like that was the rumor, was that apparently when they created this role, this character, it was based on Rollins. Yeah, Henry Rollins. And he auditioned for it, but he didn't get it. Which I don't know if I would watch The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I haven't watched The Walking Dead in a long time, so yeah, I'm like, whatever. Yeah.
I'm one of the few people that does not care about that show.
No, it got really... My problem is, like, and maybe it got better, but, like, I remember the first couple seasons where I was just like, so this is the farm, huh? So we're just gonna sit on this farm, huh? Like,
yeah.
Really bored, and then, like, oh, we went to the, like, CDC and, like, watch everybody take a shower, and, like, I was just... No. I got really bored with it. Maybe it's better now, but...
Oh, I'm certain everybody will tell you it's better.
But
I'm sure
they
will. I don't need to
watch
it.
Oh, you don't understand. Walking Dead's the best thing. I'm like, okay.
Same thing with S.H.I.E.L.D. I ain't watching S.H.I.E.L.D. I ain't watching fucking that thing.
No.
I ain't doing it.
No.
Sorry, guys. I would watch Nova if it was played by Gil Faison and George St. Gigelin.
The brothers.
I would watch... I would. You know what? If that was the show, I would 100% be behind it. Such a good show.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's it for Nova, number 15, from November 1977.
Would you read the next issue?
Of course. I like Nova.
I guess.
It's stupid.
It is stupid.
I want to know who the guy is. I want to know if it's... if it's his brother. With
I
the,
just, I have such a, and this is my own personal thing, and I've been this way since I was a kid. I do not like stories about children. So if you are not an adult, I don't really care. And that's my own personal thing. Again, I've been that way since
I was a child. He's not really like a kid. Like, he's not a power pack or some
shit.
He's
in high school. That's just enough. That's enough. I'm like, nope. Nope. Nope.
Nope.
Be an adult. Or don't bother me. Like, and I don't know why that...
Be an adult or don't bother me.
And I've always been like that, and I don't know why. Even when I was a child myself. So that's my own personal thing. I guess I would read it, but I would be annoyed.
Well, that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find myself on Twitter at Angry Hero Sean, as well as Instagram, Angry Hero Sean, SHAWN. Also my Tumblr, theangryhero.tumblr.com.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, and jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
And please check out SideshowNetwork.tv for all of our great shows on our network. You can also please tell a friend about our podcast, rate, review, subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get this podcast, spread the word, you know, just tell a friend. That's how things happen. In the podcast world, you know, people go, hey, this is really good. And then one person tells two people and two people tell four people. And that's how this stuff actually works.
Yeah.
There's no science about it. Just know that we're doing our best to bring you some hot content with lots of swear. Hot takes on, on stupid things that we think about comic books. And yep. We have a lot of fun doing it. And hopefully you guys enjoy it. So thanks for listening. And we will see you guys again next week.
Bye.